This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. The Albuquerque City Council has adopted a resolution that acknowledges ongoing generational trauma caused by U.S. indigenous boarding schools and formalizes a commitment to work with indigenous communities towards reconciliation and healing. Councilors passed the measure last night. Mayor Tim Keller is expected to sign the resolution on Indigenous Peoples Day. The effort also formalizes a commitment by the city to work with tribal leaders and indigenous communities towards reconciliation and healing. The city's been researching the history of a public park where students of the former Albuquerque Indian School were believed to have been buried more than a century ago. Ground-penetrating radar will be used to study the site. Don Begay, the city's tribal affairs coordinator, said during yesterday's meeting that research into the site so far has determined that Navajo, Apache, and Pueblo students, plus students from tribes in Arizona, were probably buried there. A Florida man has been sentenced to over 4 years in federal prison for filing hundreds of fake tax returns in several states, including New Mexico. Damian Barrett of Homestead, Florida, filed 745 fake tax returns in 19 different states from 2015 to 2018. According to court documents, Barrett owned two Florida tax-based preparation companies. He used the first company to submit tax returns for legitimate clients and the second company to submit fraudulent returns. Barrett received over $234,000 in fraudulent tax refunds. In 2020, a federal grand jury indicted Barrett. He later pleaded guilty to mail fraud, filing a false tax return, and aggravated identity theft. A U.S. district court sentenced Barrett to 54 months in prison, followed by 3 years of probation. He was also ordered to pay restitution to 11 states, including New Mexico, and to the IRS. Progressive mayors are seeking re-election to New Mexico's largest city and its fastest-growing capital city, contending with challenges from Hispanic candidates from the more conservative wing of the Democratic Party. The November 2nd election is a preamble to statewide and congressional contests in 2022, where Democrats hope to extend their hold on all statewide offices and supermajorities in the state House and Senate. In Santa Fe, publishing entrepreneur Mayor Alan Weber is facing fellow Democrat Joanne Vigil Coppler, a city councilor and Latina native Santa Fean with a long resume in public administration. In Albuquerque, first-term mayor Tim Keller is facing two-term Democratic County Sheriff Manny Gonzalez, who backed a move by then-President Donald Trump to send new federal law enforcement agents to Albuquerque. UNM political science professor Lana Atkinson said the two races illustrate tensions within the Democratic Party in a heavily Democratic and Hispanic state with enduring currents of cultural conservatism. Authorities say a man who escaped Sunday night from the Chavez County Jail is back in custody after being captured in a Roswell house following an hours-long standoff late last night with officers from several agencies. Daniel Cobos was found in a room under a blanket after a SWAT team deployed gas canisters and entered the home. Officials said Cobos escaped from the jail after entering an unlocked bathroom, crawling through the ceiling, and slipping through a gap in the fence. This is KUNM.